This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Hello, you beautiful people. It's Bonnie Gillespie, and I'd like to remind you, it's all about the work. Thanks for joining me. Today, we are going to be talking about the three biggest mistakes that actors make. Yep, the big three. Here we go. Number one is ignoring your brand. Everybody's got one. You may just not have unearthed it. Yeah, you know your type, or you're working on understanding your type, and that's cool. Believe me, that's stuff you'll use. Absolutely. But your brand is bigger than just your type. It's what the industry is out there saying about you. It is what their opinion of you as a professional includes. It's beyond just your type. Certainly type is an element to it, but your brand is bigger picture. And as soon as you get a handle on it, you can start marketing toward the buyers who most need to know you exist. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Number two is going nuts about the people, pursuing the people first, going after, you know, I have to get an agent. I got to get in front of this casting director. So I need to do these workshops, like immediately trying to plug in with the people. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of our work in self-management for actors is about researching your targets. The amount of work that I ask actors to do in researching their target buyers, and that goes all the way from the casting team to the directors, producers, showrunners, you name it, is intense. So I'm not saying I don't want you to pay attention to the people, but I believe you need to do as my friend and co-author on Acting Cues, Blake Robbins, says, pursue the work, not the people. Because in pursuing the work, you're out there hustling, you're doing open mics, you're doing, you know, crappy black box theater plays, just to keep your instrument moving, you know, in addition to acting class. And you're doing these things not because you expect people to come and see you. You're shooting your own footage and putting it up on YouTube, not with the hopes that it's going to go viral, but because it feels good to create content that aligns with your brand. It allows you to tell the stories that you want told, and then you pop on the radar of the buyers at a time when you have a track record for creating this content and teaching them how to cast you, and that intersection becomes much more powerful than what might have happened if you were to sign with the first crappy agent you can get when you land in LA, let's say, or get in front of a casting assistant at a workshop before you're really ready to go in on a TV series, let's say. So there's a much more powerful approach, and that's to really pursue the work, not the people, as Blake Robbins says. The third and final mistake that actors seem to make is giving away your power, forgetting how much power you actually have in this industry. This one's near and dear to my heart because I believe there are a lot of people in positions of power in this industry who like to make actors feel small. There's an agenda there. I don't like it. I think we're seeing it shift. I think generationally we are seeing things shift in the entertainment industry, and actors are being valued in a better way. It's a slow shift, but it's happening. I think there's been a great reason for people to keep actors feeling small and powerless, and having different unions trying to undercut one another for the best contract. And I say best contract, sorry, best for the producers, because of course the one that ends up getting the contract is the one that's going to have the most producer-friendly deal, which oftentimes makes the actor screwed. So thank goodness that's all over with in a post-merger world. But there are people who get to join the unions finally and then feel like they have to say yes to working off the card or going FICOR or doing things that are below the level at which they joined the union to work. And so there's this power structure in place that is made to have actors feel small, I believe, because there are just so damn many of you that if you realize the power that you have, you could actually shut down the industry when the contracts aren't fair. And there's been a big reason for producers, and I'm painting with a very broad brush there, because there are certainly producers that are not like this, but in general have wanted to keep actors feeling like they have to take whatever scraps they can get because there's just not enough work for the number of actors that there are. And I say that's some bullshit, because you can create work. That you don't have to wait for permission to perform. And I think generationally we're seeing a shift that is really beautiful to behold. But I want you as actors to always remember that there is not a single director, producer, showrunner, writer, casting director, agent, manager, not to mention headshot photographer, acting coach, you name it, who makes a penny if it's not for you. That's a lot of power to have. And when you start feeling powerless, you lose your love for this business, for this industry, for your love for storytelling. All of that starts to seep away when you feel powerless. So I'm going to ask that you always remember that you are way more powerful than you think you are, and that beauty, that love for storytelling needs to shine through every single day. I'm grateful for you being here. Thank you for spending this time with me. Till next time, this has been Bonnie Gillespie. Keep creating. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.